Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.
Laura Story is a Grammy and Billboard and Dove Award-winning singer and songwriter. You know, songs like Blessing and Mighty to Save that we play on SOS Radio. How are you, Laura?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks so much for taking time to talk today.
We're talking about the secret joy of a surrendered life today. You got to share your story. I know that when you got married, you had all kinds of special hopes with you and your husband, Martin. And you're like, okay, we're going to raise a family. We're going to have kids. We're going to do ministry together. And you have like all these high hopes. And sometimes the plans turn out a little differently.
Yeah, we had a great plan, just drafted up for God. We needed him to sign off on it, and we were good to go. But like anyone knows, God is not so much about signing off on our plan as much as he is bringing us to a place of saying, not my plan, but yours be done. And for us, that involved within the first 2 years of our marriage, Martin was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And I think at first we thought, okay, he's going to have surgery and we'll get it fixed and we'll kind of get back to life as we know it. And that actually didn't happen that way. He was supposed to be in the hospital for about 5 days, ended up there for about 3 months. And then when he was finally discharged, he just had a lot of disabilities that we never imagined would be part of our story. So it's been tough logistically, just living life with disability, but it's been equally challenging spiritually. And trying to figure out, okay, how do we continue to praise God and follow God when the story looks so different than what we expected?
So you were forced to learn to really live life with surrender rather than control.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why it's such a big topic in my life, is God's constantly showing me that just because he's not doing it my way doesn't mean that he's not in the midst of doing a good work in my life. But it begins with me surrendering my expectations, surrendering, I'd say, even all the other little things that I make God, like my own comfort, my own control, things that bring me peace. Like when I'm looking to my circumstances for peace or looking to my circumstances for joy, when I really should just be looking to God and believing that he is the giver of peace and giver of joy.
We're talking about the secret joy of a surrendered life today with Laura Story on SWS Radio. And obviously the act of opening up your heart and your hands to surrender doesn't feel natural because we're relinquishing control. And a lot of times we want to take it right back, like a day later, an hour later, a minute later. But Laura, yeah, how have you learned to fully relinquish control so you can actually live that out?
That's a great question. You know, and one thing to think about surrender, if we are his, if we are a child of God, then surrender is a work that the Spirit's doing in our life. Like you think about when we become a Christian, the very first step is saying, I surrender my life. I no longer live for myself. I live for you. But there's a learning process of how do we really live that out? What does that look like day to day? I can't say specifically what it would look like for each individual, but I think it's constantly in everything that we do. It's not just this like spiritual exercise of I'm yours, Lord. It's taking our time, our money, the people in our life. It's amazing how much control I try to gain of the people around me when really the Lord is saying, no, 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 you live how I've called you to live and I'll take care of them, and seeking to be a blessing to those around us rather than trying to control them. That's a very honest statement, but that's just one aspect of living life surrendered.
Yeah, so you dug into that. You decided, you know what? I'm fleshing through this. I'm almost journaling through this. I'm just going to write this out and try to help some other people. And you wrote a whole book. It's called I Give Up.
Absolutely. I live with a lot of people that I try to control. I have, you know, my husband and then these four little kids that I'm miserably failing in controlling them, really, in any way.
You know, the enemy tries to tell us, you know, the tighter we hold on to things, the more control we're going to have, the more we protect the things that we have, the more we're going to have control over it. You realize it's all we, my, and that's not really how God works.
Yeah, and you end up, you're making your circumstances God. Like you're looking to your circumstances. You know, if I have this outcome, then I will have peace. If I have this particular outcome, I'll have joy. Rather than saying, I'm no longer going to allow my circumstances to rule me, I fall under the rule of a good Heavenly Father, a trustworthy Heavenly Father, and I believe that I can have things like joy and peace despite the circumstances I find myself in.
So if we really want to delight in God's gifts in these bad circumstances, you know, it really is a daily decision, not just like a step-by-step process, huh?
Yeah, and it's hard. Like, I don't want to say that it's certainly not an easy thing. I think about specifically your station and your community. I met a lady just 3 days ago who lost her daughter in the shooting right there in your town.
Yeah.
And just heartbreaking. And she and I were talking to each other about her anger and her, you know, just the loss, the tremendous loss her family had gone through. And what she said to me, she said, I cannot change this. All I can do is surrender this pain and grief to the Lord and believe that He is going to fill me with joy and peace eventually. And it may be a long process. So her surrender, it's all she has. We sat there and just wept together as we talked through it. And believing that surrender, it is a hard thing. It is a hard thing acknowledging that our life looks different than what we expected, but it's a necessary thing. And ultimately, I believe it's only that surrender that can actually bring us the healing that we need.
We're talking about how surrendering to God actually leads to reconciliation with Laura Story today at SWS Radio, and you wrote a whole book about it. It's called I Give Up, The Secret Joy of a Surrendered Life.
Ultimately, surrender does lead to reconciliation. You know, when you think about saying, my life is yours, Lord. You give Him your time, you give Him your money, you give Him everything you have. You also give Him your decisions. And that's a tough thing, especially when you think about a situation in which like, someone's wronged you.
Yeah.
And you say, they've hurt me. I don't want to forgive this person. The truth is, if we believe that our lives are not our own, then we believe that God, not only do we have an obligation to show others the grace that we've received from God, but it's the most freeing thing that we can do as a believer. I literally just 2 weeks ago, I met a hero of mine, someone who I'd followed in the news, and as a pastor down in Charleston, just incredible testimony, his wife being killed in the Charleston church shooting. And he talked about how because of the grace that he has received from God through Jesus, he's able to show grace and forgive the man who shot his wife. And
wow.
This is like an unfathomable idea of forgiving the killer of your spouse. But what he said was it was that very grace that he is seeing transform the entire community of Charleston and beyond. And he was at this event sharing about the way that the Lord had used his choice to forgive and his choice to really show love and kindness in a situation that our world would say, no, you don't have to forgive that person. They've wronged you too badly. But what he was saying is that that was the means of grace really covering that entire community because of his obedience. And it was such a beautiful story of how God works.
Yeah, grace and justice aren't necessarily mutually exclusive, but they're so complicated.
Oh, absolutely. And just because you forgive, that doesn't mean that you need to immediately restore that relationship and act as if it never happened. Well, one thing I find with women, you know, that have gone through really hard divorces, a lot of times I find that they're living with bitterness because they haven't forgiven. And what I notice in them is, you know, you forgive not because that person deserves it. You forgive because God has forgiven us so richly, and you can't live in the freedom that you deserve to live in apart from you showing that grace to others.
It's interesting when you think about overcoming bitterness. Obviously, there's forgiveness, but there's also an ideal of living a life of repentance that goes along with that when you really want to unlock the bitterness into, I realize this is toxic and I need this to dissolve.
Absolutely. I can't even talk about this because I'm so terrible at it. Nobody likes to admit that they're wrong. You know, this whole lifestyle of repentance, it sounds like a great thing, but it can be hard. But the truth is it's not just that Jesus died to take care of the penalty of sin. He died to take care of the power of sin. So that when we confess areas in which we've wronged others or when we confess our sin, the shame of that is gone. Because Christ has died to take care of the power of shame. So, you know, the scriptures say there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If the Son has set you free, you're free indeed. And so repentance really, it's a pathway to freedom rather than a pathway to condemnation.
And when you find yourself saying, I give up, it's really a great place to start. And we're talking with Laura Story on SWS Radio. Just wrote a new book talking about the secret joy of a surrendered life. It's called I Give Up. But you know what? It's like when we surrender, we think that's like the finish line half the time. But that's really the starting place. And that's the point I think you're trying to get across in this book, right?
I think the more that we grow as believers, the more we study the scriptures, I think the more we realize, and God kind of uses his word to shine light on areas of our life that we haven't surrendered. That may sound really defeating, like the more you surrender, the more you realize you need to surrender. But the truth is it just makes the cross so much bigger. It just reminds us of how amazing God's grace is. Because the more we surrender, the more we fully get to be his. And that's what's so amazing about grace.
In your book, you say, you know what, I don't really want to control my life. I just want to be rooted in the God who actually is in control. It's like, there's freedom in that because I'm not responsible for every part of this.
Oh, absolutely. And you think about our culture constantly telling us that we need to be independent, that we need to be self-sufficient, when what the gospel says is we're supposed to be dependent on God. And you see people trying to live up to expectations either that they're putting on themselves or that their family or someone else is putting on it. Usually it's us putting in ourselves based on some picture of ourselves that we've gained through social media of what everyone else is doing, what everyone else looks like. But the truth is we're buckling under the pressure and the anxiety of trying to be something that we were never created to be. And that's when we come to a place of surrendering it, saying, God, I'm no longer going to try to live like the world tells me I need to live. I want to simply be your daughter and to live out who you've called me to be.
So good. Well, we're talking to Laura Story today at SWS Radio, and her new book is out now. It's called I Give Up. Thanks for checking in with us today, Laura.
Hey, you guys are the best. I so appreciate y'all. I appreciate everything that you do.
Thanks for streaming our podcast. Our SOS Radio team is always experimenting with new things. By financially supporting the music and conversation in our podcast, you're helping it grow.
I use the SOS Radio app when I'm working. I love the fact that there are no ads, there's no pop-ups, and I can listen to Scott Harrell's podcast. I made a $20 gift to help keep the music commercial-free.
You can make a donation to help grow the podcast at sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app.